I don't need to tell you how violently divided the world is.
我諗我都唔需要嚟到再多講，你體會到呢個世界今日就係一個好嚴重嘅分裂狀態嘅裏邊。
You've seen it in the news.
每一日你都可以喺新聞裏面睇得到。
Actually, we can't call it the news anymore because there is nothing new in the news.
其實我哋都唔可以再叫佢做新聞啊，因為日光之下就怎會有新事咧
？A gunman opened fire in a school.
有個槍手走入學校嘅裏面嚟到去大開殺戒。
A truck ran over people on the street。
一個嘅貨車就係咁樣嚟到衝向街上面嘅人群。
Two men walked inside a restaurant, plant a bomb there, and then detonated。
兩個男人走入一間餐廳嘅裏面，擺低個炸彈，然之後就喺嗰度引爆。
A trade agreement collapses。
貿易嘅協定無端端就被推翻。
A summit cancelled。
領袖嘅高峰會無端端就取消。
A trade war is starting。
貿易戰嘅爆發。
A province is bringing another province to court.
省與省之間對簿公堂。
The other province is imposing sanction, imposing embargo to retaliate.
另外一個省以禁運作為報復性的行動報復另一個的省。
There is nothing new in the news.
在這個新聞裡面根本沒有一樣東西是新事。
It reminds us again.And again, how violently divided the world is.
只不過係不斷不斷嘅嚟到話俾我哋聽，呢個世界係幾咁嘅分裂。
We Christians aren't surprised by what we have seen in the news.
其實我哋基督徒對於呢啲嘅新聞，其實我哋一啲稀奇都冇。
After all, Jesus has said there will be signs at the end time.
因為畢竟耶穌已經講過，呢一啲都係末世來臨嘅景象。
You will hear rumors of war and wars itself.
他說你們要聽見戰爭，也聽見戰爭的風聲。
See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place.
你們要小心，不要驚慌，因為這是免不了的。
For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom.
一個民族要起來攻打另外一個的民族。
And there will be famines and earthquakes all over the place.
一個國家要起來攻打另一個國家，到處都有饑荒和地震。
This is exactly what we are seeing in the world, aren't we? With ever-increasing frequency and intensity.
这个就是我们今天见到的世界，而我们见到的就是这些事情的密度和严重程度是不断地来到上升增加。
And Jesus goes on to say, and because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold.
主耶稣基督他这样讲过，他说因为不法的事来到增加，许多人的爱心就冷淡了。
Many people, Christians included,has adopted the mindset to live in the moment, to enjoy it while it lasts.
有很多的人，包括基督徒自己，在这个环境底下，就去用一种活在当下，今朝有酒今朝醉的想法来到生活。
Eat well, dress well, play well, and live like there's no tomorrow.
吃得好一点，穿得招积一点，玩得劲一点，于是就好像一个活在一个没有明天的时间里面。
After all, God seems to have abandoned humanity.
就好像他们以为上帝已经完全地将人类去放弃的一样。
We are just waiting for the inevitable, which is the annihilation of the humankind by ourselves.
而今天的里面，我们仿佛就只是在等一个不会变的将来，就是人类迈向灭亡。
Is this what God has in mind for his creation?
这个究竟是不是上帝对于他所创造的世界的心意呢？
Alienation,Division, destruction.
分化、分离、毁灭。
Is this how the world is supposed to end?
这个是不是我们的世界来到完结就是在一个这样的环境底下呢？
This sermon series is so important. I hope you will not miss one part of it.
所以在这个的讲道系列里面，这样我们要给的一个很重要的信息，我盼望弟兄姊妹你不会来到去失去其中的一部分。
We will look at the book of Ephesians.
我们会打开这个的以弗所书。
And we are going to explore these important questions.
我们会来看看这些很紧要的问题。
What is God's plan for creation?
神对世界的计划是什么？
And what is the role of the church in this plan?
教会在这个计划的里面，究竟我们站在一个什么的位置呢？
And what does it mean for us to be church at the end time?
在这个的末世的时代，我们怎样去成为一间的教会呢？
Since we don't have a lot of time today, I want to dive into the text right away.
我们今天没有太多的时间，所以不如我们直接走入经文的里面，好吗？
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10.
以弗所书第一章第九至第十节。
God is making known to us the mystery of His will according to His purpose which He set forth in Christ.
他照着自己在基督里预先安排的美意，使我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
As a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in Him, things on earth and things in heaven.
到了所计划的时机成熟，就使天上地上的万有都在基督里同归于一。
This is one of the grandest statements about God's plan for creation.
这个是上帝对于他的创造一卷非常重大的声明。
This is also the most hopeful statement that I have ever read regarding the future of the universe.
这个同样地是一句有关于我们的将来，我们能够可以怀着盼望的来到去了解的一句的说话。
It's a long and complex sentence, so I'm going to break it down for you.
这一句是一句很长而且很复杂的说话，所以今天我会将它斩开一橛橛同大家解释。
In the midst of the alienation and the division of the world, God is working out His plan.
在世界的分离和分化的里面，上帝原来有他的计划正在进行当中。
And this plan has been hidden from us for a long time.
而我会说这个计划过去的里面，在我们的面前已经隐藏了很久了。
That's what the word mystery means.
所以为什么我这个圣经里面说它是一个奥秘呢？
Mystery does not refer to something that is very difficult to understand.
奥秘不是的意思就是说那些道理很深奥很难明。
Mystery does not refer to something, some unsolvable puzzle like a murder case.
奥秘不是讲一些我们不能够解决的疑团或者疑案，就好像那些凶杀案的一样。
Mystery refers to something that is previously undisclosed.
奥秘讲紧嘅就系嗰样嘢系以前从来未喺我哋嘅面前揭露过出嚟。
God has a plan that has not been disclosed, but through Paul's ministry, is now being made known to the world.
上帝有佢嘅计划，过去嘅里面从来冇喺我哋嘅面前揭露，不过如今佢要透过保罗嘅即时，要喺全世界嘅面前揭露出嚟。
And it's not like Paul has accidentally discovered God's plan.
这个不是意思就是说保罗是突然间很意外地能够发现上帝的计划。
Quite the contrary, God has chosen Paul to be his messenger, to be his spokesperson, to reveal his plan at this particular time in human history.
相反地是上帝拣选保罗，要容让保罗成为他的代言人，就在世界的面前，在人类的历史某一个时段将他的奥秘表明出来。
And the timing of the disclosure is right on. It has worked out exactly according to the purpose of God.
而这个揭示的时间性是上帝一早已经来到去预定了，并且在一个最准确的时间预表出来。
Let me give you an example. None of us know what the next iPhone will be called, right?
让我给大家一个例子，就好像我们不知道下一代的 iPhone 究竟叫什么名字。
It may be called the iPhone 8S or the 9 or the 10S or iPhone 11.
它可以叫做 iPhone 9, iPhone 11, iPhone 8S, iPhone 11.
It may be even something radically different. Nobody knows.
或者可能是一个完全你从来没想过的名字，我们没人知道。
Except Tim Cook.
只有这个的 Apple 的 CEO Tim Cook 才知道。
But we can be sure that he will make known the mystery of the iPhone sometime around September according to the purpose of the company.
但我们知道 Tim Cook 会在来的九月里面，他会将这个 iPhone 来的那个名字的奥秘会来到去展现出来。
In the same way,God is making known the mystery of His will through Paul according to His purpose.
就好像这里的时候，上帝要透过保罗的即时，将他对于人类历史里面一个奥秘，在他的旨意的底下展现出来。
Now, what is this plan that has been made known?
究竟这个计划究竟讲紧啲乜嘢呢？有啲乜嘢我哋会知道嘅呢？
Here is the big deal.
这件事很重要啊。
God is going to unite all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth.
父神他的心意就是要将这个世界所有的东西，无论在天上或者地上的，藉着我们的主耶稣基督来将它合而为一。
God is doing something incredible.
上帝要做一件事是令我们难以置信的。
As much as nation has risen against nation and kingdom against kingdom,
即使今天我们看到民在攻打着民，国在攻打着国。
As much as people have rebelled against God and fought against each other,
即使我们看到人今天仍然对上帝背叛，并且人与人之间有很多的攻击。
God has not abandoned humanity.
神直到今天仍然没有放弃世界上每一个人。
In fact, his plan is to bring people together and unite them in Christ.
相反，上帝他的心意要将所有人在他的里面，在基督的里面合而为一。
When is this going to happen?
何时会发生呢？
Soon, just as one cannot make an announcement without launching the actual product.
很快会发生了，因为就好似冇一样嘢嘅，冇一个真正当一个嘅产品要推出嘅时候，佢已经宣布咗啦。呢个产品就会好快嘅嚟到推出嘅。
If we have been told in September that there will be a new iPhone, then we know that it will come up before the end of the year.
今日若然已经宣布咗喺九月宣布咗会有新 iPhone 嘅话，我哋就已经知道喺十二月之前嘅时候一定会有货出噶啦。
Same thing here. The mystery has now been made known.
在这里我们都知道，就是这个奥秘已经揭露了出来。
God's plan is in motion.
上帝的计划已经进行着。
It will be accomplished at the fullness of time.
而当时机成熟的时候，这一切都会完成。
When the time is ripe, everything in heaven and everything on earth will be brought together and united in Christ.
将时候到了的时候，天上面、地上面的所有东西都要在主耶稣基督里面合而为一。
And this has serious implication because it is saying that all the separated elements in this fragmented universe can be and will be brought together in Christ.
而呢样嘢对我嚟讲好紧要，因为佢嘅意思就系话呢个世界所有能够让呢个世界分裂分离嘅嘢，都最后可以喺主耶稣基督嘅里面嚟到去合而为一。
Gaps can be mended, cracks can be sealed, relationship can be restored.
罅隙可以被填满，裂痕可以被修补，关系可以被重建。
Things that are dividing us now will ultimately lose their power in Christ.
嗰啲所有嘅嘢，今日能够将我同你嚟到去隔绝、分开嘅嗰啲嘢，到最后喺主耶稣基督嘅里面已经失去咗所有佢能够分隔嘅一个能力。
Whether it is gender, age, skin color.Culture, status, and wealth, whatever the barrier.
哪管那个是我们的性别，我们的年龄，我们的肤色，我们的社会地位，我们的财富，任何东西可以阻隔我们的东
西。Ideology, politics, ethnicity, language can no longer divide us in Christ.
我们的主张，我们的政治，我们的种族，我们的文化，我们的语言，在基督的里面都不能够将我们来到分开。
The things that John Lennon has once imagined will one day be made real.
就好似 John Lennon 佢唱过一首歌里面嘅歌词嘅一样，佢想象嗰啲嘅嘢全部都可以能够成为现实。
As the song goes, imagine all the people living life in peace.
佢喺佢嗰首想象呢首歌嘅里面，佢话佢想象人民有一日能够可以喺和平嘅里面嚟到一同生活。
Imagine.All the people sharing all the world.
他想象人可以在这个世界里面来彼此分享。
Had people understood that this can happen and will happen only when Jesus Christ is put at the center of everything and become the focal point of the entire universe.
而我们知道这些东西，这样的合一是可以发生，也都将会发生，就在我们的主耶稣基督的里面。当我们将主耶稣放在我们生命的中心，并且宇宙的核心的时候，
We don't need to imagine it.We can anticipate its coming.
到嗰陣時，我哋根本唔需要想象啊！我哋期待嗰日嘅來臨。
All the separated elements in this fragmented universe will be brought together and united in Christ.
所有喺宇宙之間分離嘅、分化嘅所有嘢，到最後在主耶穌基督裏都能夠合而為一。
This is huge. This is huge even for Paul.
對於保羅嚟講，呢樣嘢係一樣好巨大嘅事情。
Because Paul was a Jew, and he had never imagined this to be possible.
因為保羅佢係一個猶太人，喺佢嘅腦海裏面，呢啲嘢根本係唔會發生。
For Paul, humanity has been, it is fundamentally divided from the beginning.
因 为对于保罗来讲，由始至终，人的生活，人与人之间已经充满了很多的分离和分化。
The most obvious example is that a Jew and a Gentile cannot mix。
而最明显的一个的例子就是当时的犹太人和外邦人根本不能够走在一起。
There's just no way a Jew and a Gentile can live together。
猶太人和外邦人根本不可能找到一个方法大家彼此和平共处在一个地方。
Talking, eating, laughing and sharing under the same roof is outright impossible.
他们不会一起聊天，一起吃东西，一起笑，并且在一个同一个屋檐的底下来到一同的来到分享，这件事对于他来说根本是不可能的事。
But God is showing Paul that in Jesus Christ it is possible.
但是上帝今天他就要告诉保罗，他要让保罗明白，原来在主耶稣基督里这一切所有的东西都是有可能。
And in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul zooms in on the centerpiece of this mystery.
去到以弗所书第三章的时候，保罗就将这个奥秘的核心来摆在我们众人的焦点里面。
And he says, this mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, they are members of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
他是这样说，他说这奥秘就是外族人在基督耶稣里面藉着福音可以同作后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
God is bringing everything together and united them in Christ.
上帝将所有的东西来摆在一起，将他们来到去所有在主耶稣基督里面合而为一。
One of the most crucial parts of this plan is the uniting of the Jews and the Gentiles.
而在这个合而为一的计划里面，其中一个很重要的就是在这一刻的里面，神要将犹太人和外邦人他们合而为一。
Jews and Gentiles in Jesus Christ are fellow heirs belonging to the same family.
无论是犹太人也好，由外邦人都好，如今他们在主耶稣基督里都同为后嗣，他们都在同一个的家庭的里面。
And they become members of the same body. You can't get any closer than a body.
而他们甚至乎要成为好比一个的肢体的里面，一个身体的里面互为肢体的关系，你很难的想象再能够可以让他们更加的来到亲近。
Because once they have been joined together in Jesus Christ, they can no longer be separated.
就是当他们在主耶稣基督的里面联合在一起的时候，基本上这个世界没有任何的东西能够将他们分割。
Just as you can't separate one part of your body from another part of your body.
就好像你不可以将你的身体里面的其中一个肢体和另一个肢体里面分割的出来一样。
They are also partakers of the same promise in Christ.
他们一起来到领受在主耶稣基督里面给他的恩典和应许。
The phrase in Christ Jesus has been used over and over again in the book of Ephesians.
在基督里这个的说话，在主耶稣基督里这个的说话，在这个以弗所书是不断地在应用。
Think of Jesus as a sphere, as a house that Jews and Gentiles can now together live in.
你想象耶稣就好像一个的领域，好像一间的屋的里面，如今犹太人和外邦人能够同一屋檐啊。
Think about this, if God can mend the gap between a Jew and a Gentile, then there is nothing else. There is no separated elements, no broken relationship in this universe that God cannot repair.
你想象如果上帝能够将犹太人和这个外邦人他们之间的狭缝能够去修补，将他们的关系能够去重建的话，今天请问在这个世界还有什么分离，还有什么分裂，还有什么破坏的关系，上帝是不可以修补的呢？
And Paul said, of this gospel I was made a minister to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
而保罗他这样说，他说我作了福音的仆役，要把基督那猜不透的丰富传给外邦人。
And to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things.
并且使众人明白那奥秘的救世计划是什么，这奥秘是历代以来隐藏在创造万有的神里面的。
So God has this grand plan in mind even before the beginning of the world.
即使在这个世界开始的时候，上帝原来已经有他一个很重大很巨大的计划。
And it has been hidden for ages but it's now being revealed.
是过去的里面这么多年来都是被隐藏，但如今他要被揭示出来。
And God has given Paul the privilege to hold a press conference to announce it to the world.
而上帝好似如今就好似佢俾保罗一个特权，在呢个世界嘅面前开一个记者招待会，要将呢个计划嚟到揭露出嚟。
And here is the intended effect.
而佢想象嗰个嘅果效，嗰个嘅结果应该系咁。
Chapter 3, verse 10, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
以弗所书第三章第十节，为了使天上执政的和掌权的，现在藉着教会都可以知道神各样的智慧。
Let me read this to you again. So that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
让我再重复一次俾你听清楚，为了要使天上执政的和掌权的，现在藉着教会都可以知道神各样的智慧。
Have you ever asked the question, why church?
曾几何时你有没有问过一条问题？點解係教會？
I mean, if the world is going to end in alienation, division, and destruction anyway, why would Jesus even bother to start the church in the first place?
如果呢個世界到最尾，佢嘅結局係分離、分化、毀壞嘅話，其實上帝點解仍然不厭其煩，一開始就讓教會被建立起嚟？
That's why some people like to think of the church as a bunker.
所以好多人嘅时候，佢觉得教会就好似一个避难嘅地堡嘅一样。
An enclave to hide from the corruption and the destructive forces operating in the world.
或者一笪佢哋可以远离腐化、避开所有嘅毁灭嘅权势嘅一个避世嘅地方一样。
That's not why God has created the church.
但这个不是上帝为什么去创立教会的原因。
Let us listen to Paul again.
我们来听听保罗他怎么说。
This, chapter 3, verse 6. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
以弗所书第三章第六节，保罗这样说。他或者奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里藉着福音可以同作后嗣同为一体同蒙应许。
Of this gospel I was made a minister to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
我作了福音的仆役，要把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
And to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery, hidden for ages in God who created all things.
并且使众人明白那奥秘的救世计划是什么，这奥秘是历代以来隐藏在创造万有的神里面的。
So that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
为了要使到天上执政的掌权的，现在就藉着教会都可以知道神各样的智慧。
So God has made known the mystery of his will.
神要在人的面前，在世界面前揭示他的心意。
Now his plan,I hope you will remember this. His plan is to bring together and unite all things in Christ Jesus.
他的心意就是他的计划，就是要将世界上面所有的人，所有的东西在主耶稣基督里面合而为一。
And he has chosen Paul to announce this to the world.
而今天他就是选择保罗来到在世界面前将这件事来到宣告出来。
As a result, the church is formed.
而就是因为这样，教会被成立。
The church has become a showcase not only to the world but also to the powers in the spiritual realm, to angels and demons, to showcase God's grand plan in action.
而教会就好似一个嘅见证，一个嘅橱窗咁样，唔单止喺世界嘅面前，更加就喺呢一个属灵嘅领域，就喺嗰度充，就喺嗰个，就系嗰个充满住天使啊仇敌嗰个嘅领域嘅里面，佢要将到上帝嘅计划去揭示出嚟。
That's why we are here. That's why we exist.
这个就是一个原因，为什么我们今天在这里，也因为这个原因，为什么今天我们存在在这里。
The church is not a bunker. This is, we are not an enclave.
教会不是一个地堡，教会更加不是一个我们在这里来逃避难为患难的一个地方。
This church is not a lifeboat on the Titanic.
这个不是铁达尼号上面的救生艇。
Koinonia is the outworking of God's plan.
哥伦是上帝的计划的进行的起点。
We are a local manifestation of God's manifold wisdom.
我们是在尼达的地方里面，向着我们身边的周围展现上帝的智慧。
We are a statement to the hostile forces out there that the power has been decisively broken, that the defeat is imminent.
我们是一句对着那个黑暗的权势、黑暗的势力的一句的宣告，告诉他们他们的权势已经被摧毁。
The New Testament scholar F.F. Bruce wrote this.
真有学者 F.F. Bruce 他这样写。
The church is God'spilot scheme for the reconciled universe of the future.
教会是神对将来的一个的复活之后的世界的一个的实验计划。
The uniting of Jews and Gentiles in Christ was God's masterpiece of reconciliation.
在基督的里面将犹太人和外邦人合而为一，这个是这个复活计划的核心。
It gave promise to a time when not only Jews and Gentiles only, but all the mutually hostile elements in creation would be united by the same Christ.
他甚至乎应许就是这个的合一不是限于犹太人和这个的外邦人之间，而是所有创造当中彼此抗衡的元素的里面都要在耶稣基督的里面来到合而为一。
Church, I want you to appreciate and to understand the mystery of God's will.
教会啊，我需要你去明白呢一个系上帝嘅心意同埋计划。
You may have been a Christian for a long time.
过去嘅里面，好可能你已经成为咗一个基督徒好长时间。
You may have attended church, for a long time, for years, perhaps even decades.
你翻教会翻咗好多年，甚至你翻咗几十年。
And no one has ever told you the role of the church in God's plan.
但是过去的里面没有人说过给你听，在上帝的计划的里面，教会究竟是一个什么的角色。
But now you know.
但是今天你知道了。
God is bringing together different people and uniting them in Christ.
上帝要将不同的人来到去摆在一起，让他们在耶稣基督的里面合而为一。
The church is, we are,The outworking of this plan.
而教会就是上帝这个计划的开展。
And this has huge implication on how we do church and how we be church in a broken world.
而这个说话其实是讲给我们听，究竟我们今天要怎样做一间的教会，并且要成为一间怎样的教会，就在这个分化的社会里面。
In Ephesians 4, after Paul has explained the role of the church in God's plan, he says this.
在这个以弗所书第四章的时候，保罗就去解释在上帝计划的里面教会的角色是什么。
I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
因此我这为主被囚禁的劝你们，行事为人要配得上你们所蒙的呼召。
Paul is urging us to live in a manner that is compatible with our calling.
保罗在这里的时候就是鼓励我们每一个信徒，我们的生活要从我们所蒙召的来到相称。
Remembering that we are no longer broken pieces.
我们要记得，我们再不是彼此分化和彼此分离的一班的人。
You are no longer a meaningless fragment in this universe.
我们再在这个世界里面不是那些没有意义、一块一块分离的群体。
We have been called to be fellow heirs with other Christians.
我哋系同我哋身边嘅其他嘅基督徒，我哋一同被称为系上帝嘅儿女。
We are called to be members of the same body.
我哋喺一个身体嘅里面互为肢体。
We are called to be partakers of the same promise in Christ.
我哋在耶稣基督嘅里面，我哋系一同承受紧佢嘅应许。
And in light of this.This is how we ought to live.
就是因为这样的缘故，所以我们要这样生活。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心彼此宽容，以和睦联系。竭力持守圣灵所赐的合一。
Eager to maintain means making every effort to.
竭力持守的意思就是尽你最大的努力。
It means doing everything in your power to keep the unity of the Spirit.
意思就是用尽你和我可以能够做的去保持圣灵在我们里面的合一。
And this should be our first priority because the church is the outworking of God's grand plan.
因为教会就是上帝计划的开展，这一句的说话是成为了我们的优先次序。
The plan to bring everything together and unite them in Christ.
那个计划就是将所有东西摆在一起，让他们在基督耶稣里面合而为一。
The church is a life demonstration of how this is possible.
而教会就是我们在世界的面前展现这件事为什么能够可以做得到。
Church is a living proof in this divided world that God's plan is working. It is possible.
而教会就是一个活活的见证，为什么这一种的合而为一在耶稣基督的里面是有可能。
So we dare not ruin the unity of the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，用我们千祈不要来在破坏教会里面的合一。
Sometimes I'm saddened to see how readily peoplecreate division in church.
有些时刻我心里面感觉到很难过，就是我见到有一些基督徒他怎样在教会里面来到将教会弄到支离破碎。
I know there are 10,000 reasons for us to argue, to fight, to divide and to tear each other apart.
我知道很多时候我们有一万个的理由来到告诉人来听，为什么今天我们要在这里来彼此相争，彼此的来到去攻击，彼此的来到去撕裂。
We fight because of the building and the property.
我们在这里争执是因为我们讲到有关于教会的建筑物和的财物。
We argue about how we should spend money.
我们彼此的来到相争就是因为我们在教会怎样用钱方面的时候我们有不同的意见。
We disagree on how much we should pay our staff.
我们彼此不同意彼此的攻击，就是因为我们不同意大家怎样来到去请我们的同工。
We form cliques based on social background, life stages and cultural differences.
因着我们的社会背景的不同，我们的人生阶段的不同，我们的文化的差异，以致我们彼此的来到去结党。
We like to maintain a sense of superiority based on the language we speak, whether it is Mandarin or Cantonese or English.
我们会用我们所讲的言语来为自己保持一份的优越感，不论我们所讲的是普通话、是广东话、是英文。
We debate on music styles and song choice.
我们会为到教会里面用的音乐、它的风格和它的选曲来带彼此的去争论。
We even let Bible knowledge divide us.
我们甚至乎有时候因为圣经里面的某一些知识的缘故，我们来彼此的来到去攻击对方。
And we fight over ministry goals and directions.
我们大家彼此的争论就是教会那个的目标、那个的方向。
We side with our favorite leaders.
甚至乎有时我们会偏帮某一个的教会的领袖。
There are so many things we feel so strongly about that we will go to great lengths to make sure that at the end of the day we would win the argument.
这实在有太多的原因，太多的理由。我知道你会觉得好重要，以至于去到最尾，我一定会去争拗到底。
There are 10,000 reasons, there are 10,000 things that could potentially divide us.
有一萬個理由是可以令到我們這裡來分化、分離並且分裂。
But do you know that we only need a few reasons to be united?
但弟兄姊妹啊，你知不知道？其實只需要很少的理由，就告訴我們為什麼我們要合一。
Paul says, chapter 4, verse 5 to 6, we have one master, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything you are, everything you think, everything you do is permeated with oneness.
保罗在以弗所书第四章第五至六节就这样讲，他说主只有一位，信仰只有一个，洗礼只有一种，神只有一位，就是万有的父，他超越万有，贯彻万有，并且在万有之中。
That's all the reasons we need to be united.
这个就是我们需要的理由，为什么今天我们要合一。
That's all the reasons we need to be one church.
这个就是我们需要的理由，为什么今天我们要成为一所合一的教会。
That's all the reasons we need to call each other brothers and sisters.
这个就是那个唯一的理由，为什么今天我们要跟隔离的人来相称弟兄姊妹。
Why then do we argue about money, about property, policy, music, and ministry, and even the mission of the church?
如果是这样的话，为什么今天我们会为到金钱、为到财物、为到规矩、为到音乐、为到事工，甚至乎为到教会的使命，来到去互相争论？
This is the mission of the church, by to eagerly maintain the unity of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这个才是教会的使命，就是我们竭力持守圣灵所给我们的合一。
Based on one church, one faith, one baptism, one God, that is all we need.
就是因为我们有一个主、一个信、一个洗、一个神，这个就是我们需要的理由。
To keep the unity of the Spirit, that is the mission of the church. We are showcasing to the world the manifold wisdom of God's plan.
我们竭力的保守圣灵给我们那个合一，这个就是教会今日里面的使命。我们要在众人的面前，在世界的面前，来到展现上帝的智慧的计划。
Do you know that the plan is to bring everything together and unite them in Christ?
弟兄姊妹，这个就是上帝的计划，他要将所有的东西摆在一起，让他们在基督耶稣里面合而为一。
Therefore, do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
所以不可让上帝的圣灵忧伤。
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice.
将一切的苛刻、恼怒、暴戾、嚷闹、毁谤，连同一切的恶毒，应当从你们中间除掉。
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you.
要互相友爱，存温柔的心，彼此饶恕，就像神在基督里饶恕你们一样。
Be eager, church, be eager, making every effort, doing everything you can to maintain the unity of the Spirit.
教会啊，我请你竭力，是竭力，就是尽你一切的力量，来到去保守圣灵今日赐给教会合而为一这一份的心。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
不要令圣灵忧伤。
If there is any bitterness remaining in you,
倘若今天在你的心里面仍然存留着许多的苦毒，
whether it is with someone in this church, a staff, a leader, a pastor even,
这个苦毒可能是来自在这个教会里面， 来自某一个的同工，来自有一个某一个的领袖，甚至乎来自某一个的牧者。
Or with someone from a previous church that you used to attend.
或者来自你从前翻的教会。
Will you ask God to take away your bitterness this morning?
你会不会求上帝今天的早上，来来帮助你将你心里面的苦毒拿走？
Will you ask God to remove your anger?
你会不会求上帝将你心里面的愤怒拿走？
I know it is hard. I know, you know, as I'm talking about this, there may be emotions inside.
我知道这件事不简单，我知道很困难，而当我们在讲这件事的时候，或许在你心里面已经有很多的情绪。
That's why we need to ask God for help.
所以为什么我们今早上我们要需要求上帝的帮助？
Will you ask God to help you to let go of your hatred?
你会不会愿意求神去帮助你，帮助你将心里面的愤恨放低？
Will you ask him for forgiveness?
你会求神来到宽恕你？
Will you ask God to give you a humble and a gentle heart?
你会不会求神给你一份谦卑柔和的心？
Will you ask him for a heart that is able to forgive?
你会不会愿意求神给你一颗你能够去原谅宽恕的心？
You know, God is more than willing to give you a new heart. A heart that is humble, gentle,patience and able to forgive.
你知唔知上帝今日好愿意嚟到去赐一颗新心俾你，让你能够带住呢颗心学会谦卑、柔和、忍耐，并且你能够去宽恕。
But you need to tell him that you are ready.
但你要话俾佢听，你要主动嘅话俾佢听，我预备好。
You're ready to give up the anger and the hatred, and you want, you actually want to receive a new heart.
我预备好，就是将我心里面的愤恨和嬲怒来到去放低，以至于我能够在上帝的面前来到去接收一颗新的心。
Would you like to do that this morning?
弟兄姊妹，今天的早上，你愿不愿意这样做？
Let us pray together.
让我们一同的来到同心同福。
I'd like to give you a moment of silence to respond to the Holy Spirit.
今天的早上，我想给你一段短短的时间，安静自己，你都回应圣灵在你心里面的呼召。
神啊，多谢你俾我哋嘅福音。神啊，今朝早我哋去确认你嘅心意系好嘅。多谢你启示俾我哋听，你嘅心肠原来系咁样。多谢你话俾我哋听，我哋唔单止系呢个计划嘅受惠者。我们同时是这个计划的执行人。神啊，在我们不能够不愿意的地方，求你的圣灵就在那里工作。神啊，我们承认我们需要被医治，因为我们还有很多 的破口，很多的伤痕在我们的心里面，我们就呼求你，我们很想告诉你听，我们想好翻，而我们知道是可能好翻。上帝，愿你的手就摆在那里，去医治我们心里面的伤，我们心里面的痛，让我们同心的来到确认神你自创世以来的计划是我们有份的，是我们去承受并且继续去执行和承继。上帝给我们有力量，给我们有智慧，更加的提的荣耀，愿众人都认识你的名，你的名和你的好。多谢你听我们的祈祷，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。